Hey, everybody, welcome to the Blonde Informants podcast hosted by
Mariah and
Karen. Hey, everybody, and also hosted by Narrow Path Wellness. Thanks for hosting us.
Yes.
It's been a hot minute.
Yep, we were doing something.
Doing some things.
Some things were happening. You want to tell them what happened?
Well, we moved, that's for one thing. So we packed it all in, moved from Michigan down to Kentucky to be next to this crazy cat and her little angel. Yeah. So that was fun. So that's why we've been gone for so long. We've just been a little busy.
Yep, moving.
Moving boxes. And doing stuff. Yeah. It's been
crazy. Good. I think we're pretty much settled now.
So, ooh, yeah.
Now we get to be in person.
Yeah, now we get to do this live with all of you. So we're really excited. And
we have lots to talk about, catch up on.
Yeah. So today's episode, because it's Mother's Day, we are going to talk about our special Mother's Day event that we did, which was a fun trip to Nashville. So we're going to just share with you kind of what we did and our experiences. And I think even call out some of the places that we went to because they were really special. So. Yeah. Yeah, so the day started out pretty cool. We headed to Nashville. It was a really nice day. And our first stop was where?
Thistle Farms. It was kind of close to downtown.
I'm going to hold this up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So yeah, it's called Thistle Farms. And they have like a cafe and it's a tea cafe. And then they also have like a little shop attached to it. So they had like a little Mother's Day event last weekend, which, you know, when you see this, that would be 2 weekends ago probably, but yeah, it was really cool. I thought it turned out really good.
It was amazing. Event. Yeah, the tea party was great, but I think what was even more cool is that the Thistle Farm story is kind of incredible. So they help survivors from sex trafficking, and they put them into residential treatment programs where they can find hope and healing. And, you know, it takes them a few years to get through the program. And once they're done, then they actually let the girls get into the business. Yeah. Like they let them work in the, they get them jobs, which is so important because the thing is that if we don't help these survivors get back on their feet, then they have nowhere else to turn, you know? And it's just, so it was really incredible.
I liked that one of them that had been working there a long time, she actually like read a poem and led the meditation during tea time and everything. That was really, she said a prayer. It was really cool.
Yep. It was awesome. And the thing, and then she was, you had baby Victoria with us and she was having a good time.
Yeah. She thought she was so cute.
Yeah. That was fun. Yeah. That was great though. But the thing that was really beautiful about it was that, you know, just being able to see those ladies and their lives redeemed, I think that was just so powerful.
Yeah.
And it's a good reminder that, you know, we talk a good game as Christians, but it's really about what do we do as Christians? Are we involved in those organizations? And I think each one of us probably has something more that we could be doing to support either groups like that or even volunteering our time. It really makes me wonder what more I could be doing to support them because, gosh, that's tough when you're coming out of all of that. There's a lot of trauma that those ladies are dealing with, and they need all the love and support they can get.
But I think too, if you're, you know, already going to spend the money to give somebody, you know, a trip or, you know, get somebody something, you should just try to find companies like Thistle Farms or similar that support missions that help women or help people in need like that. So, and there's lots of places like that out there, but I really like how they, you know, how they organize it and take care of people. I think it's really cool.
I think so too. Yeah. It kind of reminds me like, there's a movie coming out by Angel Studios this summer, and it's about a church that's down in Texas who didn't just talk the talk about foster care. The whole church like adopted children.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
Yeah, the whole movie. So
we'll have to watch that.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be kind of a follow-up to Sound of Freedom. It's kind of like, you know, what? Because so many kids in the foster care system are abused or trafficked or all sorts of stuff. Awful. And so this movie is to inspire people to help stop the problems in the foster care system. So we'll talk more about that when that movie comes out. But maybe we can even
review it.
Yeah, and actually, we'll actually try to reach out to someone at Angel Studios and see if we can have them come on the podcast to talk about it.
Cool.
So, no promises, but we'll do our best.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, cool. And then so that was the first thing we did was the tea party, and it was really an amazing experience. Great little appetizers and hors d'oeuvres and all sorts of fun things. And then from there,
You know what happened next? I
what?
think we should talk about the parking.
Yeah, all right.
So, do not recommend whatever parking garage is closest to the assembly food hall. Don't recommend. Unless
No.
you want to be trapped in a cave underground with the exit being closed, don't recommend it.
Yeah,
Okay?
that
Very
was
scary.
sketch.
It was so sketchy, but we're good. We found parking. So that
Yeah,
was all right.
so we got trapped in there for a little bit. It was a little bit sus. We did finally find parking. But the fun thing was we ended up, so we went downtown. What is that called?
It's called the, it's new, it's the Assembly Food Hall.
Yeah, but what's the main drag there in
Broadway?
Nashville? I don't know. What?
Broadway's the main road, so that's like
Yeah.
off the main
It was
road.
kind of, so it was Cinco de Mayo, and there was a lot of people out. It was kind of interesting. Yeah,
You have a comment
Nashville.
about the vibe? Tell me what you think of the
Yeah.
vibe.
So I'm gonna be honest, Nashville friends. Y'all need to put some clothes on. Just saying, like, whoa, y'all be basically if you can slap on, I don't know, a swimsuit top and a
I
tight.
saw a lot of like Kim Kardashian Skims out
Yes,
there.
yeah,
So I
and a
was
pair of
like,
cowboy boots you're in. So that was weird. Definitely different dress code vibe out there, but nonetheless,
but people were nice. Like I feel like I had to ask like where things were, like random strangers, and everybody was nice. They were just underclothed, I would say.
Yeah, maybe overly liquored up, possibly
Yes,
as
all of them
well.
were over, yeah, for a Sunday.
Yeah,
Yeah,
for
that's
a
a
Sunday, I was like, whoa.
You know, I would say though, it was different than when I went there in 2020. Like when we went there, the vibe is, you can tell there's a lot more out of state people now,
Yeah.
which I'm sure any Nashville person could attest to that.
Yeah, I'm sure. So from there, we went and got some coffee, right? Yeah.
I think it was Elevate. I think that was the name of the
Yeah, Elevate
coffee.
Coffee Shop. And we're gonna put links to all of these places that we went for
Yeah,
our
we're gonna have a
little,
blog post
yeah,
too.
we'll have a blog post and have all that too. So that way you guys can, you know, the places we recommend, you can check out the places like the parking lot, no bueno. So yeah, it was good. So we had some coffee,
They had
your
bendy straws.
bendy straws,
Very
and your
important.
baby just about spilled your entire drink all over your white dress. That was cool.
That
Yep.
was a little sus.
Little fun.
The
And
bathrooms
then
are clean though.
bathrooms are clean. Yes. And then from there we went up to lunch. Where and so where did
60 Vines.
yeah, 60 Vines. So we'll
I bet
do.
I think if you go there, I think you do need to actually drink wine probably. Like
Yeah,
you need to
so
be like a wine person. That's the whole
that's the vibe.
vibe.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get wine, so
No.
we just ate the
So
food.
yeah. And the food was a C.
It
I
was all
went it
right.
was
For
yeah.
I mean for the price it wasn't, but the
Yeah.
I like the ambiance. I like
Yeah.
that it was less busy and like a little more,
Off the
pri
beaten path,
yeah, yeah.
yeah.
It was, I mean, it was classy. It was really well decorated and pretty and
Yeah, I would just say the food is average, but I think most people go there probably for the
for the
wine,
wine.
you know,
Which makes
and the
sense.
drinks. I get it. So it's Nashville, it's downtown. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have more on that and we'll show you pictures of what we ordered and like just kind of give you
You
some
got the
good.
shrimp pizza, I
Yeah,
think.
shrimp and bacon pizza. Yeah, it was kind of cool. But read the blog post and you'll hear more about that. But that was cool. So that was fun. And then from there, we went to.
Lip lap. That
Yeah.
was fun.
And I got this cool lipstick, which I'm wearing right now. So it's kind of cool. Like, I had never heard of this. You actually get to make your own lipstick and pick out your own custom color. Then you get to name your lipstick. So mine's called The Karen, of
Course,
course.
yes.
Yeah. And it's cool. You get to try different colors. You can use different shades and types of lipstick. You can add flavors to it. That was a cool
I thought
experience.
it was, and the girl
Yeah.
was super nice. She did a
She
really good
was
job. She
nice.
was fun,
She was super
friendly.
cool. She's very friendly. Yeah. She was a nice gal. She was a young gal. She was a little bit older than you, and she didn't want to get married, and
No
she didn't
kids.
want to have
Doesn't like
kids.
kids, actually.
Yeah. And so we talked to her a little bit about that and gave her a little hope that, you know, things change. You might change your mind about that. And she said something super interesting. She was like, what did she say? It was about her boyfriend. And she was like, basically.
Oh, yeah. She was like, I think I would maybe want kids, but I don't think I'm with the right person. And I think she said something like that.
Yeah. And so
I don't think she meant to say that, but it just kind of like, but it just came out. Yeah.
And then when it came out, we just kind of like quiet. And then it was almost like she was thinking to herself, like, oh.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Maybe, I thought that was interesting.
Maybe that will reveal to her she has some changes that maybe she needs to make in her life.
Yeah.
Because obviously he's not the one, honey.
I don't think that's the one for her.
Yeah.
She was
And then after that, we went to
the park. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hot.
It was really hot very hot.
Nashville gets hot.
It was real hot. And so we sat in your car.
A lot of people.
So we sat in your car with the air conditioning running because baby was getting,
My baby runs hot.
Yes.
She does not like
baby was
warm.
Hot. And so we left the stroller outside the car.
And
you were in the back seat because you were feeding the baby. And I'm in the front seat. People kept walking by like.
They're like looking in the stroller like,
Where's
the baby?
Where's the baby?
Yeah.
Like, and then they look at me like I'm some weird person, like I stole a baby or something. And I'm just like. Bro, she's in the back. And then you dropped a like milk in your boot.
Yep, I dropped an entire bottle of milk in my boot and all over the back seat.
Fresh.
All the way in my cowgirl boot.
Yeah. Fresh.
Everybody was wearing the white cowgirl boots. If you're trying to be cute in Nashville and get your little Nashville outfit, don't get the white cowgirl boots because everybody has them.
Yeah, from Amazon.
Yeah, you know the ones. Not worth it.
Yeah. Dude, I feel like when I'm sitting here and we're talking like this, you know what it reminds me of?
What?
Oh my gosh. Do you know the black girls, Diamond and Silk?
Yeah. Are we like the white version?
We're the white version of that, apparently. Oh my gosh. It's so goofy.
That's funny.
We're really cheesy. But
yeah.
So that was fun though. And then, so we just kind of chilled there for a minute. There was like a wedding that was happening.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
It was a military wedding.
Yeah. Remember the dad, he almost fell down the stairs. Like, oh man, bro.
Yeah. And then the military guy, he was like very formal up those really big stairs. It was cool.
Yeah. Then the picture taker lady.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yep. The photographer.
Yeah.
She did good. She was quick. She gets you in and out.
Yeah. No, I was talking about the big girl that was on the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was going to fall.
Yeah, that would have been really bad to see.
Oh, man. I was like, be careful.
Please.
Because it's not looking
good.
We're
in this car and we're not coming out.
It's too hot. Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, that was cool. But then we got to go. So we were at the park to take pictures. So we did like a generational picture.
Yeah.
And then you did some like little...
Like
mommy,
individual.
Me.
Yeah, they
were super cute. They turned out wonderful.
Yeah, they're really cute.
We'll highlight the photographer in the blog post too for anyone
the
in the area.
The Nashville photographer. That's she's great. Sharon, she's really good.
Yeah, she's done pictures for Dr. Axe,
yep.
I believe. Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah, so that was really cool and really special. And it was a nice little park.
Yeah. It's pretty, everyone goes
Yeah,
there.
It was just a little warm, but that was cool.
Yeah.
And then we started to make our way home, and Harp was harping on the way home, because all
I've
of a sudden.
I've never seen something what we saw.
Yeah, so then we'd be driving, and
flood,
all of a sudden.
Flood tsunami
happens.
Yeah, went from being like a perfectly clear, sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get like 5 minutes outside of Nashville and immediately a flash flood hits so hard that like everybody was like having to come to a complete stop and slowly.
On the highway.
Yeah. I mean, it was probably like a foot of water.
Yeah, it was. More. I don't know how your little car got through that.
Yeah, I don't either. There was bikers, like motorcycles.
Oh my gosh.
What
a disaster. So yeah, that was sketch.
Yeah, that was sketch.
Yeah.
Don't recommend.
Thank you, government.
Yeah.
Harpers.
Yeah.
We love that.
Seriously. Yeah. That was
fun stuff.
Yeah. But other than that.
It was a nice day.
It was good. Other than that in the parking.
Yeah. It was nice.
Cave.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. And then today. We went to church and
new church.
Because we live in a new state, new place. So we had to find a new church. And our pastor from Michigan, Pastor Shane, who, if you are in Michigan, Montrose Baptist Church is amazing.
Yeah. They're the best.
He is really a fantastic pastor. He will be sorely missed. Yeah. But our new church, it was cool. They did a nice job.
Yeah.
They did a lot of singing. They are. they're on point with their singing.
Yeah, wow. They're good. I like it.
They're really loud.
They
and
do
really...
all four hymns, like, or all four lines of the hymns, which usually Baptist churches go like 1, 3, 4.
Yeah.
They do all
four. Oh, they're doing them all, but they were, and they sing well.
Yeah.
Like really, really good singers.
Coordinated. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to sit in the back.
Me too.
Because I can't.
We're tone deaf.
Yeah. So that way it blends better. Or should we sit in the front so it blends better?
I think if we sit in the front, we might get picked up by the mic. So we should probably hang in
the back. You know what I didn't see though, and I actually noticed today? They don't seem to be live streaming or Facebooking or any of that, which I like.
Oh, interesting.
Why do you need to, no offense. I mean, I get it. There's a lot of ministries out there doing
people
it.
People need to come in person.
It's like, come in person. Like,
it gives people, it almost is like at this point, it gives people an excuse not to come in person.
Yeah.
And it's
well,
it's
and then just, you got all this technology and you're always worried about all that. And it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Don't worry about none of that. Just be there in the moment. I don't know. That's
and you know,
my,
it's almost like, too,
like
they must really just trust that God's going to bring people to their church and they don't have to
advertise
do all that.
Or,
That's interesting. That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know if that's strategic or if they're just smaller and they just don't have the money or I'm not sure. We're too new to know, but they were nice. They did a good job.
Yeah.
So we'll keep checking that out. That was fun. They had a nice, you know, I think the nice thing was that they didn't spend the entire service talking about mothers and,
they stuck with like biblical reading.
Yeah.
You know?
And and they did pay tribute to mothers, but I think they acknowledged that mothers can be more than just someone that birthed, and don't freak out, audience. We're not talking about, you know, Mr. thinks he's a woman. No. I'm talking about pregnant people are not a thing. I'm talking about like, you know, sometimes there are women who cannot have children,
right,
but they're still motherly figures to younger Christians.
I appreciated that.
Yeah. I thought that was nice.
Especially since infertility has becoming like very like
well,
unfortunately very
by
common.
Design.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but they've done that to us.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, and that's the thing is people, if you do struggle with that, like I did, like, you know, I think it would have been good for me to hear, like, you don't have to just like, if that's not an option for you to have your own kids, you can be a part of your community and take care of the kids at your church, be in like Sunday school, like be a mother figure. You don't have to have your own kids to bless other kids.
Right. And you don't have to foster. You can volunteer. You can. Yeah. I mean, there's a million ways to be a mother figure to someone else. So, I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked that. I liked that. The sermon was pretty good today, too.
I liked it.
I liked how we broke down the old in the boat story.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, the way
I love that.
The Gentiles. Yeah. That was good.
That was good. I liked that a lot. That was good. So next church, we'll definitely give you updates on that as we progress. But we didn't have any major topics for today. We just wanted to share with you just kind of like, okay, we've started our channel. We're super gung-ho. We really are excited about Narrow Path Fit, Wellness and, you know, the fitness journeys, health reviews, organic life, you know, like all of the things. We're going to be talking about all that stuff because we're super passionate about it, but we also are human beings and we have a life and
we got things happening.
Yeah. And there was just stuff like selling my house in Michigan, you know, and then moving my husband down here to start a new job and living between two houses for months on end. You know, it's been exhausting. It's been hard, but honestly, the only reason that I can manage and get through that personally is thankfully, because I've taken care of my health and wellness part for so long that my body can be resilient to the stress, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think I could have made it through if my body had been weak because
it was a lot.
It was a lot. There was just so much happening with that whole process. And also that I'm the realtor, so I'm selling the house. I'm in charge of making sure that deal closes. Well, yeah, we're driving and we have a flight. It's just craziness. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of crazy things that happen around you and but we made it through by the grace of God. I mean, he gives us exactly what we need and nothing more, nothing less sometimes. And that's okay.
Yes.
We can get through it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, so on our future efforts episodes, what do we have kind of, what are we thinking? We got a lot to cover.
Yeah. We should review that movie. I wanted to talk about the Weston A. Price.
Let's
formula.
Do that.
Want to review it. I haven't tried it with my baby yet, but I'm interested to maybe start trying it soon. cod liver oil.
Yeah. I actually want to talk about timeline.
Mitochondria.
I've been taking some products that I have actually been very pleased with that are helping with mitochondria activity. Mm-hmm. And yeah, been really kind of focused on that. I want to talk about infrared. I am ordering some infrared light bulbs, some things that we can try in the evenings to just set the mood for that. That's kind of cool. I also want to talk about raw milk.
Oh, yeah. I like raw milk. You're going to try it.
I'm going to try it. Yeah. We'll see what happens. So, yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. That's a hot one right now. Everybody's getting into raw milk now.
It'll be good. But, yeah, so it was good catching up with all of you. And we will definitely be back and be more consistent. So thank you for your grace. And thank you for listening to this episode. We appreciate it. We want to share with you. It's not always going to just be us chit-chatting about random things. We actually do want to educate you and equip you to live a healthier life and really live by that 80-20 rule where 80% of the time you are diligently paying attention to the things that you put in your body, both in your mind, your mouth, and in your soul, like really paying attention to the things that come into our bodies and come out of our mouth. And then 20% of the time, just maybe have the cookie and not feel bad about it either. Cause life is, you know, we got to have balance. So I don't think people need to be so rigid that they can't enjoy the birthday cake at the party.
Yeah.
But 10 birthday cakes every week, probably not so good. Now my husband works at a birthday cake factory. So we're having a little dialogue there because he started that new job and he's making all the cakes and he's eating all the cakes. So yeah, we can't have that. So that'll be fun. He's on a journey as well. So it'll be good. But thanks everybody for tuning in and make sure you like this show. Give us a like, leave us a review and check us out on our next episode.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Guys. You want to close us out in prayer?
Sure.
All right.
Lord, thank you so much for this day. And thank you for motherhood and for my mother and for anyone who has a mother and is blessed to have a good one in their lives. Let us just be thankful and grateful for that today, Lord. Thank you for fellowship. Thank you for giving us a platform to speak and share things we care about and are passionate about. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, listeners, we'll see you next time. Take care. God bless.
Bye.